Sewer District. Waste repair and post notices.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Just since you're new, we decided to bring something from your district in today.
Perfect. We appreciate all the attention.
Got tires, now you got sewer.
We're ready.
I'm here before you this morning to request permission to prepare and post notices for an expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. Includes parcels along Route 54, Lighthouse Road, primarily from Zion Church Road to Williamsville Road, as shown on the map in gray and included in your packet. We received a petition from many of the landowners, actually 17 landowners, some of them holding multiple parcels in the proposed annexation, as well as others that we cannot quite reach with sewer service at this time, just because we run out of depth of sewer. But we've got them on our radar now as to see how we can get service to them. And we believe this shows strong support from the property owners and the businesses in the area. We also received a few additional requests in letter forms and emails. The project will install a main trunk line for sewer in Route 54, serve parcels on both roads, and can extend out in the future as expansion requests come in. It will consist of 18-inch, 15-inch, and 8-inch gravity line. And we're currently working with the finance director to get financing and grants in line for the project, and we think we're on board to make something affordable at this point in time. Property owners will be responsible for system connection fees in the amount of $5,500 per EDU, and the tentative date for our public hearing will be February 10th if the motion passes and we can get everything done.
Okay. Any questions of?
Yeah, I do. Again, maybe there's a little benefit for Mr. Arlett. We get these requests, and I know in the past we usually responded to requests that where there's a project, something coming, as opposed to just sending it out to some farmland to enhance property values and maybe, you know, their property values and for speculation. Are there any proposed projects in of these of this extension? Is there anything in the pipeline?
There's stuff in the pipeline that's been kind of stagnant for years. Most of them out towards more towards Williamsville area. We do have requests from one of those properties, which is, I guess, a developer. We've worked with them trying to find out if there's any type of contribution, but we have received nothing back at this point in time yet.
Yeah, because you know what I'm saying, Mike. In the past, we'd like to find out, you know, here's a project, here's what they want to do. And then the county says, yeah, that's a good project. That's, you know, fits into the plan. We'll give you sewer. But you know, there's density issues and there's other things, issues, and just the overall capacity issues and all that other stuff. So I just hate to be.
Normally we do wait for concept plans on the large parcels of ground. But this, where we have so many existing residents along the road that have asked for the request, which just kind of makes sense to do the whole collection.
Are the soils?
We still have the opportunity to get them. Comments with conditional uses, TAC comments, plus comments, and getting through here.
Typically they get approved, but what it basically puts the, which may be sometimes good, it put the infrastructure first, you know, before the, or the potential for the infrastructure. If somebody at the far end of the project, of this extension, wants sewer, would they be able to get it once this trunk line was brought in, Mike? I mean, you know, you have to leapfrog over.
If you recall, we did the SCAPS plan in the past, which indicated the extents that we could serve. And these lines are obviously sized to serve the entire area that could be served by the South Coastal plant. So, yes, we can extend those lines. But to answer your previous question, yes, some of this infrastructure that's being put in the ground will likely be made available to some future development.
That we don't know about at this point.
There are a couple projects that have been bandied about for a number of years, but we haven't had any recent activity. But as soon as we put the sewer in the ground,
we're also getting pretty far out from the coastal area.
That's true.
We're getting out into what's referred to as rural Sussex County. When we did the original South Coastal study, those areas were designated like 2 units to the acre type of capacity.
No,
they were AR and they were sized for AR capacities, weren't they?
No, this is all in the environmentally sensitive developing district areas, so they're all this area is allocated 4 units per acre.
Okay.
I have a fairly simple question.
Mr. Arlett?
And that would be, could you explain the color coding of the map?
The yellow is our existing Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District. The blue is our existing Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer District. And the gray is the area that we're proposing to expand service to.
Thank you.
Okay. You have a motion, sir?
I do have a motion. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Route 54 expansion of the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels primarily west of Zion Church Road to Williamsville Road along Route 54 Lighthouse Road, presented on January 6, 2015.
Entertain a motion from Council?
Yes,
motion, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Mm-hmm. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I'll vote yes. I still have concerns that we're getting out in rural Sussex County, and we're putting, I think, a high density in the rural area, and being that it's environmentally sensitive developing district, I don't know if that means we ought to be increasing densities in environmentally sensitive areas, but I'll vote yes to keep the process moving.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes, and thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mr. Wilson.
I got a comment.
Mr. Wilson.
By putting 4 houses to an acre instead of 2, you're actually conserving land. And
if you believe
and
that,
leave more farmland. But George, I have a tendency to agree with you, because our argument's always been here before that public is we don't have the infrastructure. In fact, I believe that's why we voted against the Lingo Townsend property, because we didn't think they had the infrastructure. Okay, enough said. I'll vote for it.
He just didn't want to have a whole day agreeing with me. He had to disagree.
I will also vote yes. Motion passed. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
It's his stubborn nature.
Thank you.
Next thing on the agenda that was posted was the old business of conditional use 2001. As I said earlier, Mrs. Deaver could not be here today. We only have 3 council members that could vote here today. It does take 3 to pass it. So in fairness to the applicant and the any opposition there are, we're going to make a motion to defer this. And
I'll make the motion we defer conditional use 2001.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, to defer conditional use 2001 for a future date. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Grants, Mrs. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have 3 grants for your consideration. The first one is the Nanticoke Health Service Foundation. They're requesting support for their annual holiday appeal that benefits the Prescription Drug Fund. Last grant received was $250 from Mr. Vincent.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $250 from my council bank account to the Nanticoke Health Services Foundation holiday appeal for assistance with drug prescriptions. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one is the Old Timers Delmarva Softball League. They are requesting a $1,000 donation to help with operational costs. The league has 163 players that they range from 55 to 85 years of age. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $200 from each council member.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Do we have a second?
I shall second it.
Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $1,000 to the Old Timer Softball League for operating expenses, being $200 from each council account. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes. That program's been in existence for many, many years, and it's very successful.
Mr. Arlett?
This is my very first vote on this, and I will be asking questions as we move forward, as I have that responsibility with the public. But I will say yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I say yes, but the thing goes through my mind, if it's old-timers, when do they retire?
When do they quit? Well, people say that about you, Sam.
I also vote yes, motion carried.
I don't belong to the old-timers' league, George.
Old-timer politicians.
Lance, Mrs. Jennings.
The Ocean View Police Department is requesting $750 to pay for the purchase of 10 nasal Narcan kits. The kits counteract the effects of heroin overdoses. There have been no past grants for this program.
It's something I've talked to with the chief of police there in the Ocean View Police Department. They've gone and taken a class and been certified in administering this I guess it's a drug, And with the uptick of heroin and these drug cases, I guess there's a need for this, and they see it in the resort area, in the coastal area. They're the only one down in that neck of the woods that will have it, so they will they think it'll be very advantageous to have something like that. So I'm going to vote yes to give them $750.
Yours, Cal?
Motion, Mr. Cole.
But you'd help, Sam.
To grant $750 to the Ocean View Police Department for their program.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Out of Mr. Cole's council bank account. Any questions on the motion?
I do. Councilman, do we know if there has been an increase
in
the heroin use within the area? Is there
from the news reports I've heard and from conversations with them that it's become problematic throughout the county? And I think there was is it state legislation that was approved to do this, and then each they didn't give the funding for it. The state said let's do it, but then they didn't give they mandated it to the local police department. So it's something new. And Ocean View, if there's a problem with Bethany, my conversation with the chief of Ocean View is that they would assist Bethany. They would assist Fenwick Island. So if there's a need for it, and supposedly it's if somebody's into a drug overdose, it can save their lives. So they will be the only one down in southeastern Sussex County that will have this the ability to help in these cases. So, but they propose to be able to help adjoining even state police, I guess, if they were down there and didn't have it and they run across the problem. So in the summertime, with all the people there, there's a lot of stuff comes into the county from outside, and there's also some problems, homegrown problems. So I think that they think it's a need. So I support the need.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
I vote yes. And George, I'm sort of surprised that down at Bethany Beach it hasn't been washed out yet.
Bethany Beach? No.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
I have a good rapport with the local police. I don't know about you.
Introduction to propose any ordinance, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an agricultural residential district for a certain Christian academy / private school to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 9.55 acres, more or less, and it's on behalf of the Cross Christian Academy, Inc., and it's in Mr. Wilson's district.
I introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduces it.
And the next one is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, containing 29,289 square feet, more or less, filed on behalf of Red Mill Point, LLC, and it's in Ms. Deaver's district.
I'll introduce it.
Okay. Thank you. That's all, Mr. President.
Entertain a motion to go into executive session for job applicants, qualifications, personnel, and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session downstairs.